Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Wednesday, the Federal Open Market Committee lied to America. The deception was inserted toward the end of the committee's announcement of its decision at the conclusion of their latest meeting. I'm sure that the Fed counted on the regular media falling for the lie and would report it as being true. That is exactly what happened. After going through the usual misstatements about the current state of the U.S. economy, the committee's report stated in its next-to-last paragraph, quote, "In October, the committee will initiate the balance sheet normalization program described in the June 2017 addendum to the committee's policy normalization principles and plans," unquote. So what does this mean and how is it deceptive? Until the Great Recession a decade ago, the Federal Reserve's total assets were about $900 billion. As part of government bailouts trying to end the recession, the Fed acquired more Treasury debt and federally guaranteed mortgages. Within 12 months, total assets soared to more than $2 trillion, then kept on growing. It reached $4.5 trillion 3 years ago, where it has remained. The official position of the Federal Reserve was that it would not shrink its assets to pre-recession levels until there was a normalization of the federal funds interest rate. Going into the Great Recession, that interest rate was 4%, but was quickly reduced to almost zero. The Fed specified that the raising of this interest rate would not start until there were signs the American economy had recovered enough from the Great Recession to absorb the negative impact of such increases. In 2013, the Federal Reserve discussed scaling back its third round of inflation of the money supply. The mere mention of this possibility resulted in a spike in bond interest rates, which threatened the alleged economic recovery. Obviously, being truthful with the public didn't work. So Fed officials decided to lie. I've run out of time today. Be sure to come back Friday when I explain how the alleged asset reduction promise in the Fed statement last week was contradicted by an attached page. Here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.